Charm City. Most cities have taglines, aliases, sobriquets, slogans, monikers, or nicknames that they use to advertise themselves. These slogans can play an important role in urban branding. There are some iconic ones, like New York City's The Big Apple. There's some other great ones, too. Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Chicago, the windy city. Boston, Beantown. Los Angeles, the city of angels. Denver, Mile High City. New Orleans, the Big Easy. Las Vegas, Sin City. Detroit, the Motor City. Seattle, the Emerald City, and Portland, the City of Roses. And of course, I have to honor the host city of the 2024 Olympics, Paris, the City of Love. What makes a great nickname or slogan for a city? It's whether the nickname expresses the character, the affinity, the style, the personality of the city, whether it tells a story in a clever, fun, and memorable way, and whether it inspires you to visit there, live there, or learn more. City nicknames can help establish a civic identity, help outsiders recognize a community, attract people to a community, promote civic pride, and build community unity. Nicknames and slogans that successfully create a new community image are also believed to have economic value. On a recent trip, I spent a couple of days in a city with a nickname, Charm City. What city in the United States do you think has that as its nickname, moniker, and slogan? The answer honestly surprised me, even shocked me. The answer is Baltimore, Maryland. For the last 50 years, it has been known as Charm City, or at least it has marketed itself as Charm City. I grew up on the East Coast, and I frankly had never thought of Baltimore as Charm City. My curiosity got me to do some research into how Baltimore came to have this moniker. Prior to 1974, Baltimore has had 11 monikers during its history, including America's Comeback City, Murderland, the City of Firsts, the City that Reads, Crab Cake Capital of the World, Harm City, Clipper City, Mob Town, Monumental City, the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner. Some of these nicknames are positive, while others not complimentary, even derisive. These nicknames have come and gone. Baltimore adopted the slogan Charm City in the early 70s. The story behind this nickname is quite interesting. In 1974, with trash collector and police strikes stirring unrest, public morale in Baltimore was down in the dumps. The then mayor, William Donald Schaefer, had big ideas for the city, but he wanted to drum up the city's image in the meantime. So he asked four leaders of the city's largest ad agencies to create a tourism campaign. One of them, copywriter Bill Evans, thought that Baltimore has more history and unspoiled charm tucked away in quiet corners than most American cities out in the spotlight. They decided to work the charm angle by encouraging visitors to pick up a charm bracelet when they came to Baltimore. Visitors could then receive charms at each of the highlighted attractions they visited. According to the late Evans, in a 2001 letter to the Baltimore Sun, quote, "It gave Baltimore a sense of pride in being characterized as something as simple as and powerful as being nice. Charm City captures much of the friendly, colorful, how's it going, hun, attitude of the people of Baltimore in a simple phrase. Today, Baltimore has much to be proud and much to attract visitors and residents. The Inner Harbor is spectacular. Camden Yards is so inviting. Other attractions include the Maryland Science Center, the Baltimore Convention Center, the National Aquarium, the Baltimore Museum of History, John Hopkins University, and it's the home of authors Edgar Allan Poe and H.L. Mencken. More important than these is the charm that the city's numerous and varied neighborhoods exude, and the natural friendliness of its residents. Bottom line, city slogans and nicknames have evolved over time and can play an important role in urban branding. The slogans have such significance and impact. Some slogans and nicknames are more powerful than others. Baltimore stands as a good example of how renaming a moniker had positive outcomes in revitalizing the city's image. Charm City, Baltimore, Maryland.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Like the podcast? Please help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.